Thanks for calling customer service. This is Robin speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. I just need to find out. I had a $59.95 charge on my account, and I need to know what that is for.
Okay, ma'am. Give me just a second.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am, can I have that zip code to pull up your account?
59919.
Okay, what's the first and last name, please?
Pardon me?
What's your first and last name, please?
Peggy Rosenbaum.
Okay, Miss Peggy, for security purposes, can I get you to verify that address?
I probably gave you the mailing address.
Yes.
Or
ma'am, it's the
P.O. Box 190354.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I do see where you purchased the mini pods on the 5th of March for $5.95.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up.
Okay, give me just a second. Let me get this situated.
Okay.
Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yes.
Okay. I am seeing where you purchased the mini pods on the 5th of March for $5.95. And the smartwatch as well for $5.95. Yeah, and the hold on, I gotta see what this is. Yeah, so it looks like you ordered the mini pods and the watch. Correct.
For $5.95, not for $59.95.
Yes, ma'am. So what you did was signed up for a 14-day free trial. Only thing you had to pay for was the shipping and handling, which was the $5.95. If you don't call back within the 14 days to cancel the subscription, it will bill you the full amount.
Okay. I thought I had the 14 days after I received it, and I have never received it. I have not received anything.
Do you remember checking a box stating that you were over the age of 18?
I don't specifically remember, no.
Okay. And I'm also showing where the watch and the pods was delivered on the 10th. Yeah, that's correct, on the 10th.
Well, if it was delivered, it would have been to my P.O. box, I'm assuming. I don't remember if I gave my physical address at all, and I have not received anything.
Yes, ma'am. The address that you put in when you purchased them, that's the P.O. box. It should have been delivered to that address.
Okay, but why was I charged? So was I charged the $5.95?
Yes, ma'am, you were charged the $5.95 for the shipping and handling the day you purchased the products. However, if you don't call back within the 14 days to cancel, then they'll bill you the full amount.
Okay, well, I do not want any type of, I don't remember receiving anything. I did go back on my account, and the two $59.95s were charged on the same day on, I believe it was March 22nd, and I do not want any subscription.
No, ma'am. They were purchased on the 5th of March.
Okay, but I'm saying the $59.95 charge went onto my account, and I want that taken off of there.
Okay, so what I can do, I can cancel you. However, I won't be able to refund you because you were supposed to call back within the 14 days to cancel.
Okay. I was under the impression you call back within 14 days after you receive the merchandise. So that is going nowhere with me because I would have done it as soon as I received the merchandise.
Also,
I will go ahead because of those two accounts, purchases that I do not want. I have not received any type of merchandise. I will be going ahead and putting in a fraud claim into onto my account through my bank. So okay. if you're not going to refund it, then like I say, I have not received any merchandise. So I'm not going to pay for something that I did not receive. I am not asking for the $5.95 back. That's a minor thing, but the $59.95, no. I need to have that refunded.
Okay, ma'am, give me just a second so I can talk to my supervisor and see if we can get you refunded, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, my supervisor said we were able to refund you, so give me just a second and I'll get that handled for you, okay?
Okay, now, one thing, because I did not okay these charges, my bank has already taken my debit card and is issuing me a new debit card. So the account that you have on file, you will not be able to refund me that way.
Okay, give me just a second. I will have to speak with my supervisor.
Thank you.
Trying to reach my supervisor, ma'am. Bear with me just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, ma'am. My supervisor said, however, we can get you to call your bank and have them call us so we can issue that refund. However, there's nothing further that we can do at this time. But have your bank call us back, and we can drop the dispute and get your refund, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Have the bank call you or just let them go through the fraud claim?
No, ma'am, they will call this number that you called.
Okay, they're not going to do that. I'm the one that is responsible for this. My bank is not. They're just trying to help me out. So I can give you another number that you need to credit that $59.95 to.
Ma'am, I can't change credit card information. Only thing we're able to do is have your bank call us, and then we can drop the dispute from there.
Well, you'll be getting it through the mail or whatever then, and then you'll have to do it.
The only way we can refund you is if we speak with the bank.
Well, you're not going to be speaking with my bank. I'm pretty sure of that. I can give you the number to call them.
No, ma'am, we don't call the bank. They will have to call us so we can.
Yeah, the bank is not
going to
call you either. What they will do, like I said,
ma'am, that's the only way we will be able to issue your refund, and I do apologize about that.
Well, we'll see once they go ahead and put the fraud claim through.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with?
That will do it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.